Hi, this is a follow-up visit for Ms. Marlin, MARNIEWINN. Date of service is 4/19/2023. Date of birth 3/30/1970. Ms. Marlin is here with a complaint of severe pain in the lower back to the tune of 9 and severe pain in the left knee. Oh, I'm sorry, in the right knee, she has the pain. She marked it wrong. Severe pain in the right knee to the tune of 10, 9 to 10. She also has an extreme swelling, swollen legs, pitting edema bilaterally. There is a change in her, some of the medications, and that has been discussed with the patient. And the pain in the right knee is affecting her ability to walk or exercise. She's using a quad cane to walk with. She can walk up to only 50 to 60 feet. And the pain is continuing. It just shoots down to the both buttocks from the lower back pain, not the entire leg. She reports ADLs are being affected, 9 out of 10 in the area of general activity, mood, walking ability, work, relationship with other people, sleep, and enjoyment of life. 30% improvement has been obtained due to the surgery for the right knee and also for the medications. In the system review, please review the charts. All are negative. Additional history, please review the chart. Substance abuse and compliance history, please review the chart. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 118. Over 80, pulse is 69, pulse ox is 99. Rest of the exam will come from the previous visit, which was dated 3/21/2023, dictation number 03221-016. Please make sure that you have added into the right knee that there is a scar of surgery, multiple scars for the scope, arthroscope, and there are no painful areas. All the testing for the right knee is negative. And the Steinman sign is negative. Anterior posterior apprehension test is negative. And no valgus varus abnormality noticed. McMurray sign is negative. And left knee is still same as before. Tender. Ness is present in generalized behind the patella and around, as well as internal part of the knee, difficult to walk up and down the stairs, and the Steinman sign is positive, suggesting a meniscus tear. McMurray sign is positive, and hence patient's MRIs were discussed, showing the issue of meniscus damage requiring further surgery, possibly a knee replacement surgery. She's seeing the orthopedic surgeon. The issue is that her heart has not been, she has not been cleared from her cardiac point of view. She has a CHF and a CRF, chronic renal failure. She's on Vumex and on Coreg. Hydralazine has been discontinued, and at this time, patient is awaiting to see Dr. Qureshi, who is an orthopedic surgeon, and also will continue seeing her primary care physician, Dr. Reddy. Once the surgical clearance is done, she'll be operated to the right knee, allowing more of the locomotion and health. Thank you. She was provided with the medication for pain, which is Percocet 10 over 325 once daily, and her meds and labs were reviewed, and she was found to be in compliance. She is also provided with the naproxen, Elavil, and melatonin prescription, Lidoderm and lidocaine patch to help her with the treatment. Patient is otherwise stable. She has been referred back to cardiologist and her primary care physician. Thank you.